Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome, and of course, happy Saturday to all of you. We are live here in Garden Grove, California, and this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
We thank you for joining us today as we're streaming live to you from Orange County, California. If you're new to Your Weekly Dose, this program's about having fun. We recap our past week experiences and enlighten your day through laughter.
That's right. Laughing at all the things we experience in everyday life, the embarrassments, the silly things, the awkward things, even the things that we're afraid to talk about, but we still do.
Yeah, the things that connect us all make us human, and as they say, laughter is the best medicine.
Damn right it is. And to all of our listeners, old and new, we always love it when you guys are a part of the show. Join in the conversation. You can do that several ways. Comment on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
Or send a message via Twitter or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
Say hello to us at Facebook at yourweeklydose.
Or if you want to send us a personal message, the old school way, email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
That's right. And we've got an awesome show for you guys today. We're actually live here at the Struggle. Oh, hello, Mr. B. We're actually live here in Garden Grove, California at the Strawberry Festival. And we got a huge crowd behind us. I got a pet bee is what I've got.
That bee's literally just like sitting there.
Is it still sitting there?
Yeah.
Well, where is it at? Right here?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, right by the orange cord.
Well, hello there, dude.
Hello.
All right.
We have a mascot for today.
Yeah, got a mascot. And we got a whole bunch of people behind us. Hi, everybody! That is Garden Grove, California right there saying hello to us because we are live on the air. Ah, look at those lovely people. You guys ready to eat a whole bunch of strawberries? Wow, that was weak. All right. They're probably here for the kumquats instead. Who knows? All right. Well, again, so we are live here from the Strawberry Festival here in Garden Grove, California. A lot of things going on. We're actually on the parade route right now. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing day today. We're going to check it out. We're still waiting for the parade to come down. So we've got a lot of show for you guys, and it's going to be flying by the seat of our pants.
Hey, you can always download past shows for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you are on the go, you can subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please, rate and review the show.
And today's theme song is I've Got a Hole in My Bucket, or a Bucket in My Hole, or something like that. by the great Ricky Nelson, because it is a Hole in the Bucket Day. I have no idea what that means, but I'm going, I know a song for that. So I just went, okay. That's all that matters, you know. It's simple as that. So it's really, really easy. So My Bucket's Got a Hole in It, again, by the great Ricky Nelson. Check it out. And as we always say, that all the music that we play on our podcast, you can get at our main sponsor, which is Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com. Click on the Amazon banner, bookmark it, and shop to your heart's delight. You can get anything you want, like us needing a brand new laptop, because Lord knows we need it right now. And I feel so sorry for Casey, because she's so frustrated. But she's calm. She's cool, she's collective, and I think we're going to get her some coffee later on to help her with that.
So. Calm, cool, collected, Casey.
Absolutely, poor thing. So, but we're all good and everything.
Doing mic check.
Oh, mic check, hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, it looks like we're starting the parade here.
So, well, at least it's coming this way, maybe.
Yeah. Where we're located right now in Garden Grove is actually on the corner of Euclid and Stanford, which is just adjacent to City Hall and the library and everything like that. There is carnival rides going on, and we're actually where the parade route turns and goes down into the community center here in Garden Grove. So that's where we're at, and a lot of people are out here ready to see a bunch of celebrities. We've got a bunch going on. Can you tell someone that's going to be here for us?
Well, you may have heard of the McQueen family. Are you familiar with the McQueens? Steve McQueen's family is here. Is his wife, and will be riding in one of his cars that she bought him many years ago. And I hear it's upwards of several million dollars worth right now.
$60 million,
is that right? So we're going to be seeing that car roll by. Steve McQueen's grandkids are here, who are continuing the family tradition of legacy cars and face of Porsche, his granddaughter and grandson with McQueen Racing. So the McQueens, that's pretty cool.
And then I think we also got French Stewart from Third Rock from the Sun, if you guys remember him. And also he did the movie Inspector Gadget 2, replacing Matthew Broderick, wasn't
very,
it?
Yeah, very funny guy. Very funny.
I love French Stewart. He's awesome. He's so we were looking forward to seeing Ed Alonso because I have a connection with Ed Alonso. But the son of a gun ain't here. So boo on that. But we still got some other celebrities that hopefully will come down and hopefully meet and everything and see if we can get to interview.
And we're learning things. We're learning about strawberries. Like, do you know how many seeds are in a strawberry?
A lot.
Yes. About?
200.
You're exactly right. I don't know if it's exactly right, but around 200.
You like every strawberry to the point. 200.
Well, the more you know, man. I mean, that's all the better and everything.
There
you go. So, absolutely. anyway, so we've got a bunch of things going on. Like I said, we're going to be having the parade go by, so we'll do a little bit of play-by-play. We're also going to try and do a pocket-sized cinema for you guys and a few other features going on, too. So, we're going to be flying by the seat of our pants. I know we got Paul Preston calling in at about 10:45 or so for us and doing some movie reviews, so we're waiting for that phone call to come in and everything. So we're just kind of, again, flying by the seat of our pants and having a good time. In the meantime, though, should we catch up with each other?
Let's catch up.
All right, let's go ahead and do that.
Catching up.
So, hi, Janet. Janet can't hear us right now because we're on the air. She's got a loudspeaker, and she's cheating right now, is all I can say about to the crowd, you know. But we're not concerned about Janice, and nobody knows her in Garden Grove. That's why she had to say her name. So
leave Janet alone.
And they definitely don't know her in Hong Kong either.
And we don't know her at all. Yeah, exactly.
She can walk the streets.
Yeah, she can walk the streets here in Garden
Grove. We cannot.
But if you go one city over to Westminster, forget it. She can't walk there, though. But Garden Grove, she can because nobody knows her in Garden Grove.
All right.
See, she said all right. She agreed with us, and that's pretty much the easiest way it's going to go.
Confirmed.
She definitely heard you. Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
All right. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and start off with what we've been doing this past week or so. So, Nia, let's start with you, Sudarna. How was your week?
It was good. Well, so the past 2 weeks, I basically did a semester's worth of essays.
Ooh.
Because I was behind in English class.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So, a semester's worth of work in 2 weeks, let me tell you.
Wow.
I was busy. I was packed. Uh-huh. And then today, I've also been busy with post-production stuff for my film project final, and so that went well.
And you're doing a little bit of filming tonight, too, aren't you?
Yes, we're wrapping the pilot.
Yay.
So, yeah, it's called The Passion Project. It's on IMDb, so that information, the title of the series, is out in the public.
And how is the co-pilot doing?
Good.
Okay, good. It's reminded to ask, because you talked about the pilot.
I know. Honestly, we kind of forget about the co-pilot sometimes. The pilot's like...
They're important.
I got a good laugh from Sean there.
There you go, exactly. Cast and tug.
Cool deal. Forrest, how was your week, bud?
That was one of those where did the week go kind of weeks. Just went by really quick.
That's what it was for me, too.
Yeah, but I'm continuing my roles of old guy medication. I got my second commercial of old guy. I did a pain patch commercial.
Nice.
And next week I'm going to do something for, like, back pain. So
You're the cast type old guy.
I'm getting the roles that Wilford Brimley left for me.
Well, I was going to say, is it going to be you and Shaq or whatever? Because he's doing that.
Yeah, Shaq. Shaq's my competition, I think.
That pays the bills, man.
Yeah, pain relief, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, Shaq's a nice guy. I've met him. I've worked with him twice. But you are better looking than Shaq.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You are better looking than Shaq, though.
He's got a couple feet on me, I think.
He's got 2 feet on me.
Yeah, I think two
feet. And that is on his
that
feet.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. I've actually seen one of his shoes. Because I said I worked with him with athletes and entertainers for
he's
kids.
He's just seen his shoes.
A few years ago. Yeah. Oh, no. I come up to the, like...
No, we
where,
know.
Where yeah. Zach, where Zach, good God, where did that come from? Where Shaq stands,
yeah.
I come just below, like, his rib cage. Like, yeah. I'm, like, here.
Jeez.
On
yeah.
You know, my wife, Karen, like,
Wait,
turned around.
How tall are you two?
I'm 5'10".
Yeah, I'm 5'8", if I'm in shoes.
Oh, Jesus. So you coming to his ribs, I'm going to be like...
You're going to come to his belly button.
Yeah, yeah.
And go,
yeah.
Wow, that's big massive. One eye.
You yeah. know?
And why is it winking at me? So, but no, I mean, that's kind of cool, though. You got the commercial going.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, it's my
Good
my
to go
future.
Back in the business.
Yeah. Guys, I kind of feel like we should have taken our opportunity when there were lesser people here to put that T-shirt on our buddy over there on the statue.
Oh, the statue.
Hey, yeah. Forrest, you yeah. want an initiation task?
There's way more cops here now.
He did it, sir. Yeah. He did it. We didn't do it. So it looks like the parade is starting now, though.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool. They've got a Chevy truck with the Chevy not written on it, but you can tell it's a Chevy truck mm-hmm. with somebody dressed like a strawberry in it.
Yes.
And
in the truck.
And, yeah, that's the first float. So... it's a great thing. And,
high school.
Yep. It's the Pacifica High School.
ROTC. I love this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Men in Uniform. Hello.
Just always reminds me of Major Payne. What an amazing film that was.
Oh, yeah.
That's your first go-to military movie?
Well, no. ROTC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there they are marching. Oh, look at that. They're all in their uniforms and everything and their hats. And
that is not a disciplined march.
So, no, it's not. It is.
That is California military for
that's
you right
like,
there.
I don't give a damn march. I want to march to my
it's
own
casual.
Drum.
It's casual
military. You know? No big deal.
Yeah.
They haven't gone through any of America's torture yet through the military.
This is like an untucked shirt.
So.
Do you see this?
They're coming by here.
That's latrine duty, I thought.
Oh.
Let's see here. I wonder if we can get a hoo-ah out of them or something like that.
I think that's just for the ladies.
I don't think they're going to.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're going to.
Just for the ladies? What is this bullshit?
Oh, yeah, because it's a different thing. It's a different type of shirt. That's why.
Yeah.
So. Hoo-ah, guys!
We're not going to get anything out of them. I don't think.
They're too serious.
We're not going to get.
I didn't realize that our military was like the guards.
One's waving back though. Hi, dude.
Oh, yay!
They wave. We got the wave.
The other wants to not break character.
Yeah.
Always
exactly.
The pole bear. Oh,
they'll be punished for that.
Wow.
The pole bear.
The pole bear. Yeah, there you go. So, okay. And now we've got a Ford truck coming by here with a bunch of people. We have no idea who the hell they are.
No, I don't.
Yeah. But we're cheering and we're having a good time.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi!
You are right now. Oh, you're on the air.
Oh, one of them asked to be in our podcast, so look at that.
They're just in a horse trailer.
And then,
I don't know.
If the horseshoe fits.
What are we saying? I can't read this word fast enough.
Pacifica Mariners is what I think I read.
And the band.
Pacifica
the band's going
Mariners.
By.
That's right. Can you name that tune?
It's called Bang a Drum. I want to bang a drum all day.
Oh, I know that
oh,
one.
Flags. Yeah.
They don't want to work.
Flags, yeah, exactly. And look at all the cute girls going by.
Is this
look
tall
at
flags?
Smile! There you go, smile!
Oh, look at them. They have their flags.
Pretty sure.
How come these girls weren't when I was going in high school? What happened? Jesus, my generation. Holy cow. So, band just went by, and we have the tall flags and everything. Or they call color guard sometimes, too.
Is that what?
Color guard, yeah.
Did you ever do color guard, Casey?
I did not. My sister did, actually.
Really?
Yeah, she was pretty good at it, too.
Horse-drawn carriage coming around the corner.
Ooh.
I played the trumpet.
Okay, now, we have to... So you're a good kisser, then.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about this horse and its painted nails?
Yes, and that's what I was going to talk about. So we've got a horse-drawn carriage here. It's carrying the princess here of Garden Grove. Hi, ladies!
Hi!
And the horse actually has... The toenails, the hooves are painted... glitter pink or sparkly pink, however. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice.
Is that so the cars
see
princesses. Them at night?
And I guess so, the reflectiveness.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah that's their version of headlights.
For safety.
For safety purposes.
Safety first, always.
So I love it. So it's
painted like silver or white. Which ones are these?
Silver. Silver.
Oh, I like the silver.
The glitter silver.
Ooh,
yeah.
Fancy.
Oh, Tiny Tots, kings and queens. That's so
there
cute.
You go.
Oh,
that
little
is
kids.
Awesome.
Oh, look, it's a strawberry truck.
And I told you,
what?
I told you it was a Chevy truck.
They threw away the strawberry, guys.
Oh. And they threw away the Chevy on the back, too, I betcha. See, told you.
They threw away the strawberry person.
Yeah, I think they're over there at the church across
the
street.
Oh, nice, yeah. You know, good they didn't go overboard.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I had a pretty decent week. Like you said, for you, Forrest, it went by very, very quickly for me. Unfortunately, I lost my godmother last week. So, but the funeral's this coming Tuesday. And so, you know, a little sad here, but I mean, she's a neat lady. Unfortunately, she was suffering from Alzheimer's.
So
she had a massive stroke, and she wasn't going to make it through the night and everything. So, but you know, we're dealing with it as a family.
Yeah.
And everything, and we're okay, you know, because we knew the condition and so forth. But last night, Roman had my son Roman went to the. Had a film debut going on for his high school for a film that he worked on called Left Field. And so they did the premiere at the high school at the auditorium there. Everybody kind of dressed up. It was like a red carpet kind of treatment kind of thing. So some of the guys were looking sharp. The ladies were looking lovely. And we had a good time. You know, it was maybe about a 7-minute film or 8-minute film or so.
Oh, cool.
And then they did a little behind the scenes of what it was like and everything. And it was good. You know, we had a nice, I think a decent pack house. You know, it wasn't completely full or whatever, but it was pretty good.
Oh, cool.
And
what are you laughing at?
This says kazoo and drum.
Okay, so now we've got
kazoo and drum.
This is from St. Cullman School, the kazoo and drum course.
The kazoo and drum course.
You guys look so happy right now. You gotta smile big. Smile big. There you go.
They are so cute.
And so mad to be here this early.
I know. And all these other kids here. Are just great.
What kind of kazoos are these?
Well, they're like a little horn.
They're like extended kazoos.
Yeah. Oh, here they are banging the drum.
I want to Instagram live this on the Weekly Dose thing.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Kazoo artist.
And then here come all the parents.
How do I do this? I don't even know how to Instagram live. Do you know how to Instagram live?
No, I don't. I don't have Instagram.
Oh, wait. Yep. I figured it out. Yep. I figured it out.
Yay.
And the parents are following all the kazoo people, too. So they're
proud kazoo parents.
Proud kazoo parents. Look at that. Now I know what a proud kazoo parent looks like.
All those hours paid off, taking them to kazoo practice.
Yeah. Nia, can you do me a favor, too? Take some pictures, too, so we can also post some of these on our Facebook page, too.
I would have been in that group because I had no talent with musical talent.
I
would have been
floating
on that kazoo.
When Steve McQueen cars go by, we should do a Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing an Instagram Live right now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, who is this? Prominent Values?
Prominent Values.
I lack those.
Just values are on parade?
I just tapped in a little bit.
Go get some, Casey. Like, ask for
some values.
Yeah.
Do you want to be on Instagram Live?
Is it something you can inherit?
Oh, look at that.
I don't know.
Ah, like, how do I turn this around?
The mayor approached him. Hi, Mayor. How are
you?
Hello. Love you, too.
Nice car.
Miss you.
A lot of nice cars.
Did you say miss you?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I live in Cyprus, so I don't see her all the time.
Oh, I see.
So.
Perfect, yeah.
He anticipates missing
her. Makes sense.
I don't see her all the time.
Here come the Boy Scouts.
Oh, Boy Scouts. You know who was a Boy Scout? Sean, Casey, David.
What?
David was a Boy Scout.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a Boy Scout for, like, forever. He got his, what's that big award, Eagle Award or whatever?
Oh, yeah, the Eagle Award.
Yeah, he went up all the way. Aw, the Boy Scouts.
Nice. Yeah, good morning.
Okay, that kid's cheating right there. Oh, okay, he's got something wrong with his knee, that's why.
What do you mean he's cheating? He's
on a scooter.
Wow, you mean he's injured?
Sean!
He's cheating, you mean he's injured.
That's not cheating.
Holy. Councilmember George is here. He's the third.
Yes.
Is he?
All right, George.
Oh, okay, nice.
Good morning. Happy Strawberry Day.
And there's an attractive redhead lady.
Yes, I like her very much.
She is.
Headshot, duct tape to the side of
the car. I love the fact that they're waving to us and saying hello to us and go, who the hell are they?
we're doing the same thing back. To them.
Yeah, and, but the thing
fair
is,
enough,
though,
fair enough.
There's an actual sign that tells us who we are, though. Oh, hi, Jocelyn.
Hi. All right,
thank you for having us.
Oh.
All the different political people.
Oh, look at her outfit.
Council member.
Whoa, that hat.
Yeah.
She's, talk about making a statement.
Well, she's definitely.
Did you get a photo of that, Caitlin? Did you?
Well, I'm on the Instagram live.
Oh, okay, good, yeah. Fabulous. Wow.
Well, I think she's also showing off her heritage, which is probably you know the Asian heritage, whichever it is. I don't know because I don't want to insult anybody.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You know, but it is definitely an Asian.
So are
type
you insulting
outfit.
All Asians?
Well, I don't want to say you know like she's Filipino and go, oh no, you go, we're Korean and you can't tell the difference.
Well, wait, we can you look know? At the. Let's look at the press release and see who she is.
But here comes another horse-drawn carriage, though, with silver painted toenails again.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. And these are the scholarship winners. Congratulations, guys, on the scholarships. Yeah, that's $500. It's going to go far, like your books, and that's it.
Two books. Man.
Two books of that, yeah, if
honestly,
you're lucky.
You could. I got all my books online.
Oh, that's smart. That's good.
For free, yeah.
I've heard of some students like just taking pictures on their phone of every page they need.
Yeah, you could do that because the books are usually at the library and you could just rent them out.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Councilmember Stephanie.
Oh, what kind of car is this, Sean?
Good to see you.
This is
she doesn't know me. That's okay.
It's okay. I don't know.
She's not from Hong Kong.
Oh, that steering wheel's on the other side of the car.
It's a British car.
It's a British car.
With a California license plate.
And they curved it. Did you see that?
Yeah, they did. And that's a nice curve, by the way.
I like curves.
It's a great curve.
Everyone likes a little bit of curve.
So, yeah. This is great play-by-play. I love this.
Right?
I know. Of course, we are on Instagram right now, too, right?
Yeah, Instagram Live.
Instagram Live. So just go check us out there.
Your Weekly Dose 1.
Mm-hmm.
Aww, oh, Scott Styles.
The city manager, Scott. How are you, Scott?
Look at Scott. Go Scott.
Yeah, say hello to the officer, Scott.
The convertible Stang there.
How are you, Scott?
Hi.
Good to see you. How you doing?
He says hello to everyone at home.
Yeah, gives us a thumbs up and everything.
Wow. Thumbs up and a smile.
Your weekly dose is here.
He was like, oh, no. I didn't know this much press was going to be here.
Oh,
no,
this is the McQueen's.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is the $60 million car right here.
Jesus
wow. Yes.
Christ.
That is a $60 million car. Holy cow.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
That was it. Oh, there they were. And there's the McQueen.
Oh, there's Chase.
There's
hi, Chase.
Hi, Chase.
How are you, brother? Doing wonderful.
Do you know him?
Absolutely, man. I don't know what he said.
Do you actually know him?
No.
All right. We got it.
Because you were treating him like you knew him. And he was treating you like you knew him.
The names are on the side of the car,
know,
so it's easy to read.
Still.
So
it's easy to say.
It's like reading someone's name at a restaurant when you see their name tag. It's like,
well, that's exactly what I do.
I expected the McQueen's to be driving faster. Like they're going pretty slow for.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know what that music means is that we have our buddy Paul Preston on the line with us right now for movie reviews, and we were very excited to get him Paul on right now. So, Paul, can you hear us, buddy? Paul, you there?
Yeah, you can take one.
All right.
So fun. So you guys are doing a
podcast.
Radio broadcast?
Yeah, like yeah.
Wow, right now?
Right now.
Wow. Very good. Thank you for coming and joining us. I hope to see you again next year.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right.
That. Yeah.
Paul, can you hear us?
Okay, bye now.
Thank bye.
You. Thank you.
Can't hear Paul just
I think
yet.
I'm going to get off the live for a sec.
All right, Paul's still there.
All right.
Let's see here. Paul?
Oh, wait. Paul, we need you, Paul.
I just posted the Instagram live too, so people can go and like see it. See
nice.
What we just.
Okay.
We're just gonna.
The cinematography
Paul, you there?
Isn't gonna be the best. But.
Paul, you there?
Uh-oh, Paul.
Uh-oh. We hear it.
Okay.
Paul, we need you.
Paul, you there?
Da, 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 da. Bam, he has such great introduction music.
No, we're having problems getting Paul in. Let me switch these around real quick.
Service to Gordon Grove, please.
We have a headphone thing.
Paul, you there?
Paul, we need you, buddy.
Nope. Shoot.
Service.
Okay.
Get in here. Oh, shoot.
All right, I'm just going to put him on. Tell him to come back.
Oh. Service right. man, come on.
All right, we're trying to get Paul on. Casey's going to work on that real quick. In the meantime, though, we've got a little teeny tiny. What is that? Little,
what is
it's
that?
It's a dog in there.
It's a remote control car.
With a dog, I believe.
With a little doggy in it.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Oh my God.
That is cute.
All right, hold on one second.
I'm going to go back on live.
Of course, everybody gets out their phones now, because, you know.
Because what cute. The heck?
All right. Talk to the phone.
All right. Paul, can you hear us? Okay, hold on.
Hold on. Give me 1 second, Paul.
Oh, to all the essential
Paul,
workers.
You got us?
Oh, that's so cute. Oh my gosh. Who's controlling the car? That's my question. Where's their like owner with the little there it is. There we go. There's the remote control person. I was like just waiting.
Are you wondering why the dog wasn't leashed or are you?
I was just like, who's controlling the car?
It's very incognito there.
You can't hear us at all. Oh, we got some dancers.
Let's not worry about it. Tell them we can't hear. We'll catch up next week. All right. So, unfortunately, we're just having problems with the phones. We've been having problems with the whole internet thing today in the phones and stuff or whatever. So, I don't know what it is. So, unfortunately, we won't get to Paul, though.
I'm so sorry about that.
But I know that we were going to talk briefly about Leota, who just passed away, though.
Yeah.
67 years old, man.
Yeah. Jeez.
Was working on a film.
We're trying to.
And, you know, it was, I think he was working on a film. I can't remember where, whatever.
Thank
but
you so
heard,
much.
I heard that he passed away in his sleep, though.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So, where's your mic?
I'll talk to you guys soon.
You can't hear me anymore.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
You have a favorite Ray Liotta film?
I feel terrible. We lost Paul.
Yeah, we couldn't get Paul. I would probably say Goodfellas is what he's mostly known for.
Right.
He did do a great job in that.
Yeah.
But I did like him in Field of Dreams, though, too.
Oh, yeah, Joe Jackson.
He was really good.
Yeah.
Supervisor Andrew, the court judge. How are you, sir?
That's a cool car.
Okay.
Yeah,
I get out of jail next time I see you in front.
Wow.
Can he get me out of Facebook jail?
He probably has the power.
How long have you been in Facebook jail?
Dude,
it's
on and off.
Long enough.
It's always
on
a month. They always just ban me for a month now.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what the infraction is. And now they warn me. When I post things, they're like, are you sure that you want to post that? It might be bullying.
How are you guys? Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. What?
So...
Are you sure you might post that? Casey says yes.
Yeah. So once again, guys, we are here down at the city of Garden Grove here in Southern California on the corner of Euclid and Stanford. And what is that we're this is the 62nd annual Strawberry Festival. They haven't done it for 2 years, mainly because we've been in COVID. So this is the first time that they've had a chance to do this festival. And, I mean, it's a wonderful turnout. And, of course, those are in our affiliates in on the East Coast and in the Midwest there. You know, it's a small town kind of thing. Even though we're a suburb of Los Angeles, it still has that small town feel, which is great. You know, like 4th of July type of a thing. Of course, it's Memorial Day weekend, so the crowd is out. Fortunately, though, here in Southern California right now, it is overcast. So it's nice and cool. I think it's about, 60 degrees right now?
Yeah.
Like 65, 60.
And so it's really nice, great day to come out for those of us here in Southern California to see the parade and everything, which we're at the end of the parade route ourselves and just kind of having a little bit of fun here and everything. And we got more people coming down.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for them.
And there's events going on this weekend after today, too. There's a baby contest tomorrow. And,
what?
And Monday, there's a redhead contest.
I'm coming to that.
And Monday, a brick build, Lego
a
or Duplo
contest?
Brick
contest? Yeah, what is this redhead contest?
Are you taking interest in
How
that
How do
one?
I win this?
I want to be a judge.
You're not natural.
There's different categories from baby to toddler
I know,
to
so
teen.
What is this contest? Like, what do you do to win this contest?
Apparently, it's looking pretty or having
okay,
the most, it's most freckles.
Pretty. The most
freckles. Strawberry seeds.
Good. Yep, that's true. Most freckles.
Redhead contest.
Prettiest
Monday?
Redhead. Teen, toddler,
oh
baby.
My gosh. Wait, I want to actually show up to this.
So Monday, you'll need to come back then. Yeah.
Do we all want to do a weekly dose field trip and to see me win
there you
a redhead
go.
Contest? I mean, a redhead with a mullet. What other redhead is going to have a mullet here?
You never know.
Exactly.
You never know.
It could be your own category.
You and Karen can both enter because you're both natural redheads.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Absolutely.
Casey tried to enter. You little. Yeah.
And right now, it looks like we've got the Girl Scouts going by here.
I was a Girl Scout.
Were you really?
Yeah. I was a Girl Scout for like 11 years.
Wow.
Actually, maybe 12 years. up until my junior year of high school.
Yep.
Oh, we got another band coming in.
We got another band coming in, too, which is going to be good.
Okay. We got something conjured.
It doesn't sound like there's many kazoos with this band. So.
No.
Disappointing.
Yeah. What? See,
now, she's got a pretty smile. That's a good smile right there.
Look at her. Oh, and we got some flags. I see some flags.
Wait, who is this slave labor that she's contracted for this Congress position? Why, she's not even touching the sign.
She's smart.
It's her own sign. It's her.
Was it her? I don't
know. Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know.
Santiago
High School Band, marching band, is going by us right now. They are wearing a lovely purple and black outfit.
Look at those flags.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice.
It's like a royal purple.
Now, the flags can touch the ground, apparently.
Yes, flags can touch the ground.
All right, those flags can.
But they can't.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a staff.
Oh. And the drum major's wearing all white, and he's twirling the big thingy sticky.
The staffy.
You know, I believe that's what they call it.
Yeah, the big thing singing.
Yes.
Oh, and they're going to play for us.
Fun fact.
And of course, you know, most of the time when they got the people to follow the horses to clean up after the horses, well, with the bands, they actually have people who have cases of water in case somebody faints in the band.
Fun fact, my university had the number one band in the country.
Really?
Woo!
Yeah.
What university was that?
Western Carolina University, Pride of the Mountain.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
I wasn't in the band or anything. I just... I went to the college that had the band.
Were you a groupie?
I went to the football games to watch the band, and then we leave.
Okay. Well, that's a groupie.
That's a groupie. So funny. You're like, I'm not even here for the sports, man.
Most people left after the halftime show.
That's so funny.
They were like, the school was only for the band. That's why we had the sports, was so we could have a band.
They do things differently there.
Yeah. Apparently. Well, you can hear some of the sirens in the background because they got like the Garden Grove SWAT team and rescue people here.
Oh, well, don't you feel safe?
So, I do, because they're all in the parade.
Yeah.
As opposed to guarding the streets of Garden Grove.
Literally.
I've never understood that.
Yeah.
Let's put the safety people in the parade.
Yeah.
Hopefully they got some backups. Or maybe these are the backups. We don't know.
Yeah, you
don't
never know.
Know. Yeah.
You never know.
But then again, then you wouldn't have
what
backup.
Do I smell right now?
The strawberries?
Oh, no.
It's like funnel cake or something.
Yeah, funnel cake.
Oh, funnel cake.
You got to have funnel cake when you go to like a fair or any kind of like, you know, things like this, whatever.
What is your have to eat at a fair?
For me, I would say...
Sean, what's your favorite redhead?
I've got to... Oh, yeah, it is. Hello. Should I tell her? I love you. Okay.
That's your competition.
She's awfully pretty.
She is.
I never forgot about you.
My go-to, like when I go to a fair or a carnival or whatever, it's got to be the roasted corn. It's got to be that off the cob. You know, smack the butter on it and everything, put on the Parmesan cheese, maybe a little bit of chili or something, whatever, and just go to town.
Go to town.
Oh, God, it's so good. That's definitely my go-to. How about you, Forrest?
I'll say corn dog.
The corn dog?
Yeah, corn dog. Like, I'm not going to go to Wiener Schnitzel on a Wednesday and get a corn dog, but I'll go to the fair and get a big old corn dog, you know?
No, corn doggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Elvis.
Elvis knew his food.
Yeah, he did. He had a bowl of bacon on the piano.
That's what I hope that movie's about, just him eating all his different
foods. Yeah. I was surprised that Austin Butler was cast in that. I was not expecting that.
I don't know him from anything else. Is he from...
He's from a couple different things.
Yeah.
I forget what, but I know that I've seen him in different things.
Well, who's that other guy that's playing the Colonel?
I don't know.
Because I didn't recognize him, though.
I recognize Austin Butler.
Was it Thumb Hunks?
Up-and-comer. Up-and-comer.
What's his name?
Thumb Hunks?
Thomas Hanks. Oh, the guy from Boots and Buddies.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
Where has he been?
I don't know who this is. It's not like he's an Academy Award-winning actor or anything like that.
Is this a Doom Buggy coming up?
It looks like Speed Buggy to me.
Okay.
Do you remember Speed Buggy?
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
After him.
There are so many flags on that golf cart.
Yeah, there is. It's our veterans.
Oh, yeah, these are the guys.
The
little hats, and they're going to drive in circles.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, that's Speed Buggy right there.
Is it?
Oh. That's Speed Buggy right there.
High priest and prophet.
So
is what the sign okay. just said on that. So,
I thought you were saluting them.
No, that's what it said.
Oh, okay.
That's what their sign said. They said they were the high priest and the prophet.
Wow. When you eat the corn dogs, though, do you use ketchup or mustard or mix it?
Mustard.
How do you say that?
Only mustard.
Only mustard.
Ketchup?
I get the two and mix them.
Ketchup.
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 Ketchup. Ketchup.
Ketchup. Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Something like that.
He said ketchup.
All right, so now we got some of the other Shriners are coming down with their traditional little, you know, little buggies instead of their scooters they ride, but the little buggies and doing the little figure eights. They're like model cars kind of a thing. Like, you know,
they're going in circles now.
Who are these old people?
They're the Shriners.
What does that mean?
Nobody knows.
You never heard of the Shriners?
No, I've heard of the Shining.
Oh, no, this is something different.
Are they a secret society?
Just about, yeah. And they help different organizations. They're their own organization, but help others.
Oh,
especially
snubby.
With kids in hospitals and so forth.
They're a secret society, yet they're all out here in public?
They're not a secret society.
Oh.
They're just a society.
God. Yeah, walk up to them and do this signal. You know, the Vulcan signal.
Live
long and prosper.
Why?
They'll like you.
Fred Flintstone.
Wow, I like this
water buffalo.
Shriners Hospital for Children, that's what it is.
That's a cool thing they've built just for this. What a waste of resources.
Wow.
And welcome to Garden Grove.
Feel the positivity.
Jeez.
Casey, you are funny.
I'm sorry. All I see is dollar signs and budgets blown out. And
You're seeing things in a producer's
All right. Well, you know what, though? As we're waiting for some of the next people to come by and everything for us, you know what I think some of these people around us need?
Do you think they need?
I think they need some class.
What about culture?
Yeah, that too. And something that we like to call pocket-size cinema. Yep, it's that kind of a day, folks.
Fly by the paper pants.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Gotta wait for the right music. There we go. Today's feature is entitled The Resurrected Rabbit. The Resurrected Rabbit. The Resurrected
Rabbit.
Rabbit. We open when a man was driving along the highway and saw a rabbit hopping across the middle of the road. He swerved to avoid hitting the rabbit, but unfortunately the rabbit jumped in front of the car and was hit. The driver, being a sensitive man, as well as an animal lover, pulled over to the side of the road, got out to see what had become of the rabbit. So let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy The Resurrected Rabbit.
I hope I didn't hit that poor little... Oh, yeah, I hit him. Oh, man, I feel so awful. It was a defenseless little rabbit. Oh, God, what am I going to do?
A woman driving down the highway, as people were applauding right now, saw the man crying on the side of the road and pulled over.
Crying?
She stepped out of a car and asked the man what was wrong.
Sir, what's wrong? Are you okay?
I feel terrible. I accidentally hit this rabbit and I killed it.
Don't worry, sir. I know exactly what to do.
The woman then went to her car trunk and pulled out a spray can. She walked over to the limp, dead rabbit and sprayed the contents of the can onto the rabbit. Miraculously, the rabbit came to life, jumped up, waved its paw at the two humans and hopped down the road. 50 meters away, the rabbit stopped, turned around, waved, and hopped down the road. Another 50 meters, turned, waved, hopped another 50 meters. The man was astonished. He couldn't figure out what substance could be in the woman's spray can.
Ma'am, wait. Excuse me, ma'am. What is in your spray can? What did you spray on that rabbit?
Hairspray.
Hairspray?
Yes. It restores life to dead hair, adds permanent wave.
That's a good joke.
That one was pretty good. Good morning.
There's some thirsty people up ahead over there. Keep going. Yeah. They're carrying some...
The parade standard's lowered a little bit.
I feel like this is the one where they just gave up. They're like, here's a wagon. Yeah.
Well, we are at the end of it and
that's
everything.
Fair,
so,
that's fair.
Yeah.
It might not even be parade, folks. It might just be people walking. We
could
wouldn't
be.
Know, to
exactly.
Be
well,
yeah.
we got another band coming. Good morning.
Yes, where are they coming from here? Let's see, they're wearing green this time. So they kind of have like a Peter Pan look to them.
Oh, they definitely have that Peter Pan look going for them.
It's Neverland Middle School.
It's Rancho.
Rancho.
Neverland.
I'm not from around here, so all these cool names mean nothing to me.
They're from the Rancho.
Oh, she's pretty.
Oh, well, wave to her. Say hi.
So, hi, lady with the blue shirt.
So the band is wearing like a velvet green with black pants and white also. They got these neat little hats. Of course, we can hear the drums going by. And there's three guys carrying the tall flags. Two guys and one girl.
Wait, so can I see that redhead contest flyer thing in? I want to read
Oh, yeah. You should do that.
Info? I want to read
I don't
read
see why
info.
Not.
On the inside there.
You're like, here you go. On the inside. Redhead Roundup Contest? Oh, my gosh. The title of that. Are you, your child, or someone you know a knockout redhead? If so, it's time to get some well-deserved fame for the main. I'm so dead at this press release. This contest is for all ages, from infant on up, 11 a.m., Monday, May 30th at the Festival Amphitheater. Wow, this is something.
Wait, there's an amphitheater here in Garden Grove?
Apparently.
I need to perform
this
there.
This is like my second time that I've been in Garden
to
Grove.
Perform
Sign
that.
Up at the festival. Wow, look at that.
Do you have redhead-themed music? Like you can play?
I do. It kind of goes, wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Infant to 1 year, toddler, redhead, 1 to 4 years. Are they
all
really thinking that they are going to attract this many redheads, that they have this many?
But see, that's just it. They may not be, so your chances are
exactly.
greater.
I wonder.
I'm going to crash it as an imposter.
God. You little... You.
You can claim discrimination, right?
I identify as a redhead.
There you go.
Oh, God.
What can I say?
I have committed to this for 3 years.
That's fair.
That's clearly not a phase.
And you know what? I got to say, Casey, there are very few women, in my opinion, that can actually pull off what you did with the solid color like that. And you pull
thanks.
It off beautifully. You
well,
really
thanks.
Do, seriously.
Oh, geez. Usually I just make jokes about it, but thank you.
No.
I'm much like...
You really do.
I'm going to go to this.
Because, I mean, I've seen other gals wear, wear like purple or green.
Prize.
Or
is there... They said
ooh,
there's
we got
prize
some.
Somewhere.
We got some...
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Oh,
hi, guys.
My gosh. Look at that dog.
Jurassic Park vehicles are going by from
that.
The movie.
Wait,
how
no,
are you guys?
Picture.
Oh, man.
We need it. Can you get a picture? Get a picture of the little dino dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, here comes the yellow
gosh,
truck.
Oh, my gosh. He's so cute.
He is so cute.
And here comes the yellow truck from the Toy Story movies.
Oh,
the,
I
from
love
the Pizza
this.
Planet. It's a replica of that. Take a picture
oh,
of it, Casey.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, Nia. Take a picture
oh,
of it.
Oh, I think Forrest has a picture that's going.
All right.
I had the live going. Oh, and there's Woody in the back.
Oh.
Oh, Woody's and here is my favorite.
Head is trapped in there.
Herbie.
Oh!
Number Ocho. Herbie! Oh, yeah, love it. Love it. Awesome. From the Love Bug. And, of course, a fake Ecto. Now we really need Paul. Because Paul actually has an Ecto.
That was Dan Aykroyd driving that.
Yeah, Ecto 1.
She's also looking off the road and pointing while she's driving.
Well, she was doing one of those ghost things is what it was.
No, I know, but she's not.
One of the specter things.
She's
okay.
driving.
So earlier we were trying to log on to the hotspot, to the phone and everything, so we could broadcast and everything. We were having trouble with it. Whatever. Casey, guess what?
What?
It's solidly connected now.
Wow.
Oh, wonderful. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. 25 minutes or 40 minutes into the show. So, but I mean, it's, again, once again, guys, we're here at the Strawberry Festival here in Garden Grove, California. It's the 62nd annual festival for them. 2 years absent because of COVID. So first year back, and man, it is a wonderful crowd out here. Can't believe it. It's people are literally lining the streets here. Happy to be out. It's a little bit overcast, so it's nice and cool. It's not a hot day or anything like that. You know, everybody seems to be having a good time. The carnival rides are going and everything. You know, so far we've had bands go by. We had some celebrities. We've had some local politicians go by. You know, it's just been a fun day so far.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's been solid.
Good ad, guys. Good ad.
It's been a good day, man.
Whoop, whoop.
So, and I think for us, too, this is the first time with this crew of your Weekly Dose, with producer Casey and Nia, and, of course, Forrest now coming adding here to the crew. First time of doing our first remote broadcast.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, we got another Boy Scout, or is this a venture crew, it looks like?
Representing Senate District.
Tom Umbridge here.
Casey,
how are you guys?
This would be the slave labor you.
Happy Memorial Day.
Yes, yes.
How are you?
Hello.
Good morning.
That might be him.
How are you?
He's Mark.
I'm
Brian.
He's Brian. I'm Mark.
Oh my gosh, I'm so dead. They don't so, hear out the sign wrong, but it's okay.
I love the fact they said hi, Mark and Brian.
They maybe we'll made relay it, the message. They want it. Us to say hi to them.
I should call Brian right now.
Hi,
that's
Mark.
Exactly
hi, Brian.
What happened.
Yeah, I should call Brian right now.
Wow,
then.
That dude came up real close on that chick sitting on the end of the curb there.
Well, he's a professional. That's Highway Patrol right there.
Eric Estrada.
Yeah. Highway Patrol.
The group of police were just laughing at that dude, too. They were like, that dude almost hit her. That's hilarious. Yeah. They were laughing at it.
See, and that's because we've got five local city officers here across from us on motorcycles.
There are six people there.
No, there are a lot. Two, four, six.
Five.
Wait a minute. I'm only counting like four motorcycles and six cops. Who is riding passenger? Which one of these?
Three, four.
Who is riding passenger?
Wow. Yeah, which one of these cops is riding bitch?
Wow.
Seriously, that's so funny just to see a second cop. Just like,
could you imagine?
So now we have some of the guys here, the veterans going by here in jeeps from the different wars.
Cool.
Starting with World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And got to say, thank God for the veterans. This is Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And cannot express how grateful we are to these past soldiers, these veterans. That's what Memorial Day is all about, is remembering those that we've lost.
Smell that good gasoline burn.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That quote's from Major Payne, I think.
Yes.
That's one thing I could never do, was go into the service myself, you know.
No, but I don't do well with, like, a boss telling me what to do.
Might be trouble then for you.
I feel that. But
I have such a great respect for all of the military. I mean, it doesn't matter what branch you are.
Yeah.
You know, and especially the greatest generation that helped prevent certain things from happening, you know, in World War II. My grandfather was a part of that. My dad, he was in the Army. My father was in the Air Force. I had other uncles in the Marines and the Army who fought on D-Day and, you know, fought in Germany.
Wow.
And have great, great respect for them. I've got a couple of cousins, nephews, who have gone into the military themselves. Very proud that they've done that and respect them for it. You know, so it's, for me, it's you know, we're a semi-military family.
Mm.
And,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And
that's great.
Just a great respect. And anytime I get a chance to, if I see a soldier, you know, they're at a McDonald's or something or whatever, or at a restaurant, I always try to see if I can buy them a meal to say thank you to them.
That's cool.
No matter what, you know.
Yeah.
Because without them, we wouldn't be the country that we are, despite what your political differences are or whatever. That's what they fight for.
Yeah,
is for us to have those.
Yeah, my grandpa and my dad were both in the military for a number of years.
What branch do you know?
I know one of them. I think both Marines.
Both Marines? Yeah. Hoo-ah!
Oh, yeah.
And then I have multiple friends that are, some of them are in the Marines, some of them are in the Navy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, as you can hear, we have another band going by right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, it's to me, no matter what branch. I mean, my father-in-law, he was in the Coast Guard for 20 plus years himself, retired as a captain. His nephew was also a captain, just retired recently in the Coast Guard. His sister was an attorney in the Coast Guard. So, again, we come, you know, from a military or semi-military family. So, you know, again, great respect. So, you know, and this weekend, as you guys go out and you're doing your barbecues and so forth, if you see a military person, walk over to them, thank them. for the service that they've done and for you and everything, because they deserve it. They deserve it.
And I think they appreciate that. I know my dad does. When somebody sees him, he wears a Marine hat around town, and when people see him and come and speak to him, he appreciates it. So
Absolutely. It is nice, you know, especially those veterans who at first were not welcome home in a great way, especially, you know, for the Korean War, Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And thank God we kind of learned our lesson and brought it back around when we first had the first Desert Storm. You know, the first Gulf War and everything. And there's been a great respect since then, which is wonderful. It's nice to see that.
Absolutely.
So who do we got coming down? We have got some old cars coming down.
Some Lodge number, something.
Beautiful
like that.
Car. I have no idea what this is, but it looks like it's a 1930s car. It's a red car. It's got the sideboards.
The name isn't there this time, so you can't read it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He can't read the person by the name tag.
And a Felix
the
Cat sticker on the back.
Yeah. Some old guy in a red car.
Good description. You know. Good description.
Yeah, yeah, nice. That's what it is. Well, he's got green hair, you know, and so. And we've got
the Elks. The Elks are coming.
The Elks Lodge is coming through. The local Elks Lodge.
The Elks are coming. The Elks are coming.
I don't know if that's what an elk sounds like, but I'm going to do that noise anyway.
I don't think they make a noise. I've only seen one like once. I'm like, I know.
Maybe they make
that
noise.
They're headed this way, so the call worked. Elks.
Hey! Yeah.
It's 1952.
Elroy.
Elroy. There we go.
Yeah. Elroy.
Oh, that little kid.
Thanks for driving in that diesel truck. Okay. Right, now, here comes a really cool car. I don't know what year it is, but that is a beautiful red car. It's an open canopy style convertible. I guess that's what they traditionally call it.
Traditionally called?
It's called a convertible. I couldn't think of the word, and it popped in my brain. And
popped
now, all of a sudden, it did, and it kind of went like that. So,
yeah.
Nice. That one was well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm a good popper.
I'm a good popper.
You're a good popper.
Would you like me to do it again for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo. That was good, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, K-Wave. My dad's a fan of that.
Okay, we have our own podcast.
We're not promoting
here.
Other.
Yeah, don't plug other radio shows.
You should turn the channel to them right now.
Yeah, don't listen to us.
You know what?
Go to K-Earth.
I was just looking because there's one of the actresses from One Day at a Time, which my sister and I watched, and then my dad has a 107.9 FM sticker on his car, so I'm just looking at that.
And great, another plug for
them. Yeah, Mia did it again.
I know.
Hey, you know what? We're out here supporting other artists.
Yeah, because, you know, we're Mark and Brian. And,
yes.
Apparently, that's what people
think. We're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we are.
Hey!
Yeah, we are.
That's right.
Respect. One day.
You know what's probably funny? Though? We are practically go out there and go, do you guys remember Mark and Brian?
Dude,
and they go, yeah, well, hi. You know, we're back. And
time
people,
out.
People would probably believe us
because
they didn't realize.
They don't know what's happened over the years.
Exactly.
Right?
Dude, can we talk about the windshield that this biker has?
What? It's like one of those face guards, but for a bike.
But for a bike.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bike guard.
It's a bike guard.
That's what it is.
I like how this little girl is a celebrity. Like, go her. She's probably like 6.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
That's my favorite band right there, Def Leppard. There you go. She's wearing a smart shirt.
Ah.
Everybody's coming out. The babies are coming out.
Yeah.
The kids are out.
Yeah. The babies are coming out.
Oh, my God.
The old people are out.
Just dropping in the streets, you know?
Yeah, they're just there.
There's kind of a cantankerous horse making its way over here.
I saw that. I'm really excited. They're energized.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, they don't want to walk like that. They were beat to walk like
for
that.
For those who don't know the history of California, it was actually part of Mexico until the wonderful United States stole it away from them.
Good times.
You mean like how all borders are set and established?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
God wanted us to have that land.
We were manifesting our destiny.
He told us. Just trust us.
Trust on that.
So right now we have some caballeros going by, both carrying the Mexican and the American flag. That's a beautiful gray horse there.
I know it
there.
Is. I really like that mane.
Wow, that's a long mane.
And he's excitable.
Yes, he is. So, we got some more caballeros coming around. I'm hoping Zorro comes by pretty quick, though.
Oh, man.
But not the Gate Blade one, though, the regular guy. And the horses are dancing. The guy is doing a little trot here. While they're dancing to Mexican music. Let's listen.
Woo!
live thing going right now?
No. I don't know. Do we have the live thing going on right now, Nia?
No, I turned it off.
Okay.
Do you want me to? My phone's going to die.
Certain things like this, whatever, it'd be nice, but...
I saw some pictures.
I just did a video.
And each of the caballeros basically
this
are wearing...
black horse in the back here is
dude,
like...
it's getting down.
It's really sad to be at the back of the line.
But he's getting... yeah. That horse is really down.
He's getting really down getting it. Down, that horse.
But all the caballeros are wearing different types of colors of their outfits and everything. And they look really nice.
They look great.
And, how are you guys?
UCLA.
And, with one last thing with all the caballeros, if you're not too sure what they look like, go look at a Tapatio bottle, and that's what they look like.
I saw that little mini school bus thing.
Go Bears! Go Bears!
Okay,
that's
now,
funny, because that's the hot sauce they had at the breakfast this morning, Sean.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
So there's a small bus going by, and I forgot to bring my helmet.
And there's a big bus going by.
And there's a big bus going by. And I don't need my helmet for that one, though.
GGUSD. I don't know.
So Garden Grove Unified School District.
Okay. That's the city we're in.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a sign right next to the abbreviation there, Caitlin.
Okay, I know, but I looked at the abbreviation first. I read the abbreviation first, then looked over.
It could also be the end, like GG, good game.
And also two just of the signs just the end. Ladies and abbreviation, and then it says the...
Ladies and gentlemen, Nia Ketzdever.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Wow. I love that. Some of the people over here applauded, too, for you. And they have no idea what we're talking about.
That's awesome.
I got applause for that. All my accomplishments. Oh, kidding.
We could say we're Bob Eubanks and Stephanie Edwards, too, doing the Rose Parade.
I think I'm more like Stephanie Edwards because I think I got the boobs. I'm just saying. Because you're a better physique than I am, dude.
I think you and Casey probably have the same bra size.
Maybe. I don't know.
We can have that contest after the redhead contest.
Oh, segueing.
Hey, Casey. Segway. Casey,
what are we segueing to?
Boobs.
Ooh.
Nice. I'm a fan.
Oh, my gosh. What a day, though.
It's been fun.
So we're still down waiting for more people to come down.
It was a busy week in entertainment this week, if you didn't... hear about some of those stories.
How so?
Well, I mean, there was some bad news, a heavy week for news, but there was some lighter news stories, too. You heard about Samuel L. Jackson's joining the Chris Pratt Garfield movie?
No.
Yeah, it's called I Hate Motherfucking Mondays. And,
love that. That's going to be a good one.
That was in the news. Then people were, I guess, making a lot of rumors about Khloe Kardashian having a lot of plastic surgery.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
But she wanted. That's like old news.
I know, right? But it's.
It does make me laugh that right after she got all that work done, boom, married.
Yeah. But she wanted fans to know that her face is her own, and she has the receipt to prove it.
Oh my god.
Because she.
She bought the whole thing, actually.
No, she did confess she has had one nose job, which gives her nose one more job than she's ever had.
That's a good one.
You're killing it
today,
Morris.
That's the news.
That's the news.
What's the news? What's it?
You got any more?
Well, there's no parade going on.
I know. So just keep going, brother.
Improv. Oh, Russia banned over 900 Americans from ever entering the country. If you heard about that, which sounded more like a reward than a punishment. But they, Russia banned actor Morgan Freeman from ever going to Russia.
Why is that?
I guess he spoke out against Russia, but I think it just makes it official the country wants nothing to do with God, because he's played God on multiple occasions. But but no, they Russia also banned, this is all true, Russia banned presidential candidate John McCain from coming to Russia.
I did hear that one too,
And he died in 2018. Okay, this is Russia's, you know, policy here. He cannot come here.
When you're dead, you can't. Right?
He wouldn't be caught dead in Russia. And one other American that Russia banned was Mark Zuckerberg. Which, okay. Kind of makes sense, though, right? Why
fair
you would
enough,
ban,
you, yeah.
Yeah, we would all ban him as well.
I mean,
yeah.
All true.
It's
social network.
It's on the internet.
Perfect timing. I think we got some more people coming.
Hey.
It's on the internet.
And the parade's back.
That was a serious gap in the parade. What happened
there? Yeah.
I'm
kind
of wondering, like,
we got to talk to Steve about that.
Finale is.
I think these people got lost. They took a wrong turn somewhere.
Whoa, I see a lot of people.
I wonder if Santa Claus is at the end of the parade.
Oh.
What'd you say?
I said, I wonder if Santa Claus is at the end of the parade.
Wow, okay, yeah.
I was thinking more of the Easter Bunny, but okay.
Oh, that'd be good, too. Or the both of them with the Tooth Fairy.
Is that the Tooth Fairy's call?
Yeah.
Jesus, when did
Because you're trying to gargle. And
then, oh, my gosh, because you're trying
Sandman
to gargle.
Sandman Jack Frost got the Rise of the Guardians right there.
Oh,
this is Compton.
So now we got this drum
this
major
Compton.
Who is, like, doing the whole, like, drumline thing going on. Shake it, brother, shake it. There you go.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Film
He's
him.
He's vibing.
Young Nick Cannon.
Got that whistle in his mouth, too.
Young Nick Cannon.
I know. Don't swallow.
He seems to be too far ahead.
Oh, agreed.
Oh, no. For all the things that he's doing, he's right where he needs to be.
He's got to show off.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
why
he's
in front. Why is that?
Yeah, we got some of the cheerleaders coming down here.
I was.
They're waving. They're dancing.
They're doing the thing.
Later on, they'll be getting some ones.
Oh.
That makes me laugh. But that girl's ass is already hanging out, so you're probably not wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure this is high school, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Compton. Well, again, we're talking about Compton. Yeah, it's a very small band. Line of saxophone, two trumpets, four trombones, two tubas, and a very, very small drum line.
Small Here we go. But significant.
Oh, yeah. Get it.
Forrest, were you ever in the band in high school or anything? Or?
No. I had zero talent, zero musical talent.
Really?
Yeah. I took a piano class. They tried to teach me the Batman theme.
Uh-huh.
The da-na-na-na-na-na-na. I stopped there. I dropped
the
class. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I cannot. So I have a lot of respect for you that have music ability.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Virginia.
What did you play?
A
trumpet.
Oh, the trumpet. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Ha, ha, ha. No, I wasn't a redhead then.
She was a greenhead.
Hey, I've been that too.
Yes, you have. Nia, do you play an instrument? Or?
No. I have tried many times. None of them have stuck.
Yeah. I know Inter Christopher plays piano a little bit, so.
Go you, man. I'm not musically. I can sing, but besides that, no musical talent from other instruments besides my own vocal cords.
What's funny for me is I started playing music when I was 9. I started off on drums.
Uh-huh.
9, 10, 11. I then switched over to bass. 12, I started to tinker with piano. And then 14, I picked up guitar. And then by the time I was in my senior year of high school, I got into band and finally learned how to read music and play saxophone.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I wasn't really an instruments person. I was more of an arts person. So, like, in high school, I was known as being a photographer, and I was in the photography community. Like, I was very involved in the photography community, and I'd, like, schedule photography meetups and host those and everything when I was just like 16 and 17 and yeah, I was very involved in that aspect of the arts, but not anything in my high school really.
Do you think it's an age thing, like once you get older it's harder to pick it up?
It's hard to pick it up, I think, no matter what, though. I mean, it's easier when you are younger, though.
Yeah.
But it also depends on the instrument that you're going to be playing. I mean, teaching privately also, I've known a lot of people to ask me or whatever, say, well, my son or daughter wants to play guitar. Okay, how old are they? 5. Well, unless they're related to Eddie Van Halen, you know, or the Van Halen family, it's really not going to happen at that age. I mean, they really have to show a true rawness of talent. And there are kids that young that I've seen.
Or even just interest.
Yeah, exactly. And there are kids that young I've seen play drums or guitar or bass or whatever, you know. So they are out there, but it's so few and rare, especially at that young age.
Yeah.
And I always suggest for them to go out and pick up the piano first. Because it's an instrument they can sit down at. They don't have to worry too much about putting their hands in awkward positions like guitar. Mm. Even though you may think it looks natural, but when you try it yourself, you're putting your hand, your left hand or right hand, depending, you know, if you're left hand or right hand, but you're putting your hand in a position it wasn't made to do.
Right.
And it's a very awkward kind of a thing. So it does take a certain talent, but I feel that anybody can do it. Because I've had students who are... whose parents, let's say, were musicians, but they wanted, you know, someone professional to teach their kid. And I've had kids where the parent just want them to be a little bit more extroverted kind of a thing and or learn something so they can become a little bit more social. And so I've had a number of students where they knew nothing at all about the instrument. And I've had a number of them leave me after 2 or 3 years, go into high school, pick another instrument, and do extremely well.
Mm.
You know, whether it's a trumpet or whether it's still continuing with guitar or, you know, and joining the either the marching band or the jazz band or something and just becoming very successful in doing that through their high school career. And so there's been a number of times where I've gone to their performances, you know, and I like to be there front row center watching them because I'm proud of them because they were once my student. And now they've gone on to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
And to see them grow and flourish in that aspect, right. It's such a cool thing.
That's cool. Just finding where they fit, finding that right match.
Yeah. I mean, because it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, it really isn't. But I do feel that anybody can do it. You just have to apply yourself.
Mm.
For some, it's much easier. For some, it's harder. You know, and that's where it kind of lies in. But you can do it, though.
Mm.
You know, that's I've seen it myself. Like I said, with some of the students I've had. Nothing. Never picked up a guitar. Never picked up a piano or anything like that. And, you know, they're with me a couple of years, and then they go off and do something else, and they're fabulous musicians.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah, I remember when the piano teacher was like, okay, do this with your left hand, but do this with your right hand, and that's when I thought, I'm done.
Yeah.
You want me to do two different things?
Yeah, I tried piano once, too. I tried a piano class. Oh, gosh. To tell you a little bit of insight, I took this piano class, and when the teacher didn't think you were ready enough or good enough to perform on the stage, he had you do the pre-performance in the lobby.
The pre-performance?
Yes, and I was in the pre-performance crowd.
What is this? The drill team and jam squad drummers?
I was a senior in high school. I was like, I don't care.
Like a warm-up act.
Yeah, I was going to say, she was the opening act.
Yeah. Everyone's kind of getting in, getting the merchandise.
Oh, geez, if this is what we have to look forward to, then we better leave right now.
Yeah. So right now we've got this new group coming down. They're called Top That. What is it?
Top That Rulas.
Rulas.
They're drill team and jam squad drummers.
And jam squad. It's
squad drummers. They're waiting for them to approach them, basically. That the banner's like way ahead of them.
Yeah. How does this happen?
I don't know, man.
Timing, man. Timing.
Do they not look back?
No.
Ever? No, you never look back. It's always moving forward.
Always moving forward.
That's rules of a parade.
And if you get run over, it's your fault still.
They caught a red somewhere along the way, I think.
Right?
The lights are still changing, even though the streets are blocked off.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Earlier, we were talking about favorite foods, going to a carnival or anything like that, and I don't think we got to Nia. Nia, did you have a favorite food?
Honestly, I can't really eat most of the foods at a carnival just because it makes my stomach hurt. And so,
is it all the deep fried stuff or?
So anything with like flour or dairy basically makes my stomach hurt. And so that's a lot of the foods.
Yeah,
that's fair food.
Yeah,
that's
fair food.
Yeah, yeah. So like I like having it sometimes, but I have a sensitive stomach. So I don't prefer to eat that stuff just because it makes me feel like crap after.
Mm. What about an old turkey leg?
Yeah, those are good. Like the ones at Disneyland.
Those big old, yeah.
Yeah, those are good, yeah.
So that means like you can have like the roasted corn that I was talking about then.
Yeah, I can have that,
You can have that, which isn't too bad. Those are pretty good.
A lot of my food groups is like vegetables and fruits, to be honest. Like that's a majority of what I eat, and meat, and sometimes carbs, but flourless carbs.
It's really good. Well, we're waiting for the next band to come around, which we're hearing real quick. Today is also National Road Trip Day. Have you guys ever gone, had like a favorite road trip or a road trip you would love to do?
I have, well, because I traveled for a year, I had a big opportunity to do a lot of that. I've done from Sacramento to Seattle and back. I've done from Sacramento to San Diego. I've done 20 states in 2 weeks. And so I've had a chance to travel a lot with road trips. And I'm definitely a big road tripper. I love them.
Neat.
Yeah.
What was your favorite one?
I think definitely the 20 states in 2 weeks. Like, it was like, it wasn't all fun because, you know, it's like daily life on the road.
Right.
But I think we had a lot of fun moments in there, like going to clubs and we went to a club in Tennessee and we like explored New Orleans at night.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. No, it was sick.
That new Bourbon Street and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it was so great to see so much of the U.S. Mm. and be able, oh, and we also saw like, we saw a green sunset in like Nebraska, and it was
really
yeah it was like green and blue. It was amazing. And we also in Iowa, we got the closest we ever have been to lightning, like one field away lightning struck. We were like it was basically like at the next sign that we saw, like the lightning got really close to
us. And what's scary is that you can feel the electricity the closer it is to you also.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. Yeah. So
yeah,
we definitely had some interesting weather experiences, you know, like seeing a tornado for the first time.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, that
see
was
that scares me. I got to go a number of years ago. I got to go to Nashville.
Yeah.
And spend a week there. And, you know, you've got the rain coming in, coming out, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Big, giant thunderstorms and what have you, you know, lightning and everything. And
yeah.
Yeah, we've had, when I was there, we had a couple of lightning strikes because I was visiting the Gibson guitar factory.
Yeah.
And they had the doors open or whatever, and the storm was coming in, and yeah, there was some lightning that hit really, really close to us, and
yeah,
you can almost feel, you know, the electricity or whatever in the air and everything.
Yeah.
So it does get a little scary.
Yeah, it was also beautiful though. Like we saw like how the lightning just lit up the sky, and there were like three little. It was like gorgeous but scary.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Real weather, unlike this Southern California weather
we're enjoying right now.
Yeah.
So if you guys can hear it in the background, it is this Top That drill team.
And so, I love their shoes.
They got little, they're golden shoes.
But they're not little, they're like boots.
Well, yeah, they're these golden boots, whatever they've got, they're sparkly. And then they've got like these little tassels on them.
They're also not little, those are enormous tassels.
It's just an expression. It's an expression. I don't think he
they're mini
little
pom-poms.
Those are like regular pom-poms.
They're perfectly proportioned.
Yeah, they're like cowboy boots with big pom-poms about the size of them.
I love it.
You have to remember, guys, everything to me is like two times the size of what it is to Sean's.
Thank you for that show and entertainment.
So here they come walking down, going gold and green. Very proud young ladies, their heads held high as they should be. And their little drum crew is coming down the road behind them as well. Oh, here we go. Okay, so that dude's got like the multiple drums thing. I never know what they're called, but I've always wanted to play one of those though. Just how Dennis Rodman and Drag.
I did see that.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Thank you, Dennis, for being in the parade here today. And now we've got some other people coming down carrying a large
OC Autism and Friends.
Okay. Oh, look at this. The first strawberry I've seen.
Yeah, two people wearing strawberries. They're carrying the American flag.
My sister has autism.
Oh, and there's Maui. There.
There's an ant! No!
And,
just enjoying nature out here at Garden Grove.
People wearing different costumes here.
Mia just befriended an ant.
Who is the Riddler? Why is the Riddler here?
So funny.
I don't know, but
just like,
Harley Quinn needs to go see Weight Watchers, though.
I Why is the Riddler here?
Moana's
she's guy talking is and here saying too. Something.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Oh, she's got a good accent, though. I can hear her from here.
I think they're harassing the police. The police seem amused that Harley Quinn is... Yeah.
The police is like, all right.
Yeah, okay.
She's your type, brother.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Love you, officer. Just joking.
He's smiling, though. He's having fun with it.
Maybe he'll let us get away with putting that shirt on that statue later.
Right? We got an insider now.
Yeah, we've made a friend.
Maywood High's band is coming around the corner.
We started late.
And we got another band coming through here. So this is Maywood High School.
Yep.
They're all the way from the city of Maywood.
Maywood.
Maywood, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know where that is.
it's not Garden Grove.
There we go. Thanks for that insight. Yep.
Well, it's something you didn't know before.
Must say, very nice uniforms, though. Black pants and a black shirt with these
cool
blue shoes.
That's a cool thing.
This reminds me of Main Street in Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
More people with flags.
So. love it.
Good,
it's
good,
awesome.
Good.
And we have was this trash people coming by here?
Yeah. I think they have a more official name than that. Okay. Maybe sanitation engineer.
Well, maybe it's not, important in every city.
Maybe not trash people, but the community hero, Carlene
nice.
Weaver.
I like yeah. this horn.
Republic Services, whatever they are. Thank you for being here, folks.
Dem Dukes.
Yeah. Established in 1951. Well, at least that's the number on the truck. I'm not correct. Too sure, so. But they're awesome people. And I don't know who we have coming up right now in another car. It's an older Mustang, it looks like. So we were talking about road trips earlier while we're waiting for these other people to come through. Forrest, did you have any favorite road trips when you were a kid or taking your kids on or anything?
You know, I went on one alone. Like, after college, I went on one. I bought an old Pontiac, and I drove from San Francisco to Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
By myself, because I got a summer job in Connecticut, and I thought, what the heck, I'll drive out there and see the country.
Uh-huh.
And drove down the I-80, I believe, most of the way. And, I had a lot of experiences, like Nia's saying, like weather, just like,
yeah.
Oh my God, crazy thunderstorms, mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Storms, just a wild, fun time seeing the country.
Mm-hmm. We have t-shirts for sale.
They do. Oh, watch us on Netflix.
What is that?
John and Mary.
John and Mary. Yeah, everybody knows John and Mary.
Oh, yeah, John and Mary.
John and Mary.
We're Mark and Brian.
Oh, yeah,
nice
we're
to
Mark
meet
and Brian.
You.
Nice guys, yeah. We've got some other people coming by here and some older cars.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is who provided breakfast, La Casa Garcia. Oh.
Well, thank you, Mr. Garcia, for breakfast.
Catering
available. Have better pancakes this time.
Oh, whoa, we got one on the other side of the highway.
Yeah.
We got one going the wrong way.
Why are they going the wrong way? We don't know, but that's okay.
We
need to go through. Oh, nice. Chevy,
oh, beautiful,
man.
Beautiful.
How are you, boys?
A Bel Air.
Yeah, don't mess with them and pull out a knife on you. Man, Alma, how are you, Alma?
Hello.
The poor man. Is that the poor man? Poor man!
Yeah. Maybe not.
That's... Well, they didn't answer.
Yeah.
That was cute.
And we got looks like
what
Biff,
are these metal
Biff,
signs
Biff
say?
Tanner's car from the Back to the Future.
Say hi to the puppy. I really want to snowboard. Please go say hi to the puppy.
Oh, my gosh. That is a really cute little pit bull puppy.
Where's the puppy?
Right behind us.
It's behind us. I really want
to
go say hi.
Oh, here comes the sit and sleep snort.
Take off your headphones and go
yay,
say hi.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. She's so excited to go see
co-host.
The puppy.
But she still has the cape on, so we're known.
Yeah, she's advertising.
The gal about town. She is the gal about town.
That's right.
Tom Tom, the stork.
So we got the Community Action Partnership here coming up.
The stork.
It's a diaper bank.
Yeah, it's
that's
a diaper
a nice,
bank.
Nice thing there.
Yeah, Orange County.
Oh, I thought diaper it was bank. Delivering babies.
Diapers.
No.
No, he said.
Babies are made a different way than...
Yeah. But that's a cute little truck, though. Stork, you know, looks kind of a Stork kind of thing online. And more Shriners.
Shriners.
Always good to have them here because they help children.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
A little honky going by right now.
It's a really tiny little one.
Yeah.
Where do they make these things? How do I get one of these little cars?
I know, I want one myself. I think they
said hi.
Are they just
to
a
go kart?
Well, good for you, honey. I'm so happy for
I'm
you.
I'm gonna post the pictures on the Instagram.
Nice, do it.
Looks like we got people now from the Civil War.
Some cosplayers.
Or no, the Revolutionary War.
Revolutionary War.
Revolutionary
from
War.
From the Civil War.
Revolutionary War. Sorry about that. My history. I had to go back a little bit further. Where's Mel Brooks? Or Mel? Who was it?
It was Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Where's Mel Gibson?
I like Mel Brooks.
Yeah, I know. I was like, are we going comedy?
Hey, if he can do Blazing Saddles, I'll make a, you know.
Chester Nimitz, middle school from Huntington Park.
Are they playing through a mask?
Some kids are. Because they put a hole in the mask, because that's so smart. More cymbals!
Wow.
Well, you can't say more cowbell if there's no cowbell.
No cowbell.
Need more cymbals.
They belong.
Oh my god, that kid has the flute stuck inside his mask.
Hey. You know, one time at band camp.
Have you ever seen those masks for, like, during COVID? Musicians had these specially made masks for them, and they were awful. Awful. Yeah. Use your imagination.
Yeah.
And yet they did nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Yeah.
Oh,
good. An ambulance is going by. The ambulance services.
What?
Perfect.
Great.
All right.
That's nice. My kind of ride.
Nice. People hanging out.
Yeah.
Without a seatbelt.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
She does not thank look you. Happy. She's waving, but she does not look thrilled.
No. Oh, yeah, she's over it.
She looks like she needs to take a dump is what it is.
Sound waves.
Woo!
More bands going by. Soundwave band.
Woo! Give us a Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll, number one, I think.
I like these dresses, though.
Yep, got the tall flags and everything, which is wonderful.
Very nice.
Oh,
very
that
nice.
Little girl, she's really trying. Oh, look at that cute little girl.
Oh, my God, she has one little ribbon dancer.
Yeah, she's proud. I love it. I love it.
Nice.
I can hear the cheering in the distance.
My parents told me I wasn't allowed to do rhythmic gymnastics because it wasn't real gymnastics.
You're kidding. Come on.
So I did real gymnastics instead.
Well, you got to do the, you know, the twirly thing and
I
the ball
the
thing
ribbon.
And the hoop.
I
mean,
know.
That's all part of it.
And the hoop.
Yeah,
it's a big one.
Yeah, the hoop.
Did they want you on the pommel horse or something? Or the...
No. No, I mean, I did the vault.
Oh, okay.
Girls do the vault, but I mean, I did all four. I did beams, floor, bars.
Nice.
Vault.
Well, we got some more cars coming through. I don't know who the heck is in them, and there's no signs on them, so we don't know, so we're not going to say hi.
Yeah, he's not going to read the name tag. Yeah,
exactly. But I must say, we've had a very good time here, though.
Impressive. Impressive. Long row of people here, right?
It was a lot of people for a block and a half of parade.
The
parade was only stretching, what, maybe 2-3 blocks? It only went down through one corner and then down a main road and then just branched off to another one. That was the end.
Yeah, looks like we have another drill team coming by or whatever. So
who we are.
Yay.
Who we are. So we tell them. What do they tell them?
Hey, you guessed it. No spoilers.
I know. Gee,
I want to know who they are.
Once again, it is a beautiful day out here in Southern California in Garden Grove. And we do wish that you guys over there on Lime City Radio and Delmarva Radio could be here with us. But, of course, I'm sure there are a lot of parades in your neck of the woods celebrating Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, maybe post our Facebook page or the Instagram. Show us a little bit of what was going on in your town this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Please do that. We'd love to see pictures of that, what's going on.
Whoa.
In our affiliates.
Interesting outfits.
Look like jogging suits, purple jogging suits for the band.
Well, I was talking about the...
baton?
The batons.
Oh, I missed that one.
It's a lot of sequin and not a lot of fabric.
Got it. And I missed it. Did somebody take a picture of it, I hope?
Oh, my gosh, she's got hair like me. Fellow Yay. Strawberry.
She does.
Competition.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah.
There can only be one. I'm going to go rip her hair out.
Oh, wow. Competition. Well,
cat fight.
Only, like, the first half of it was red anyway. The backside was black.
Well, was it all red like yours?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah.
So I can't tell when the parade is going to be coming to an end or anything like that, but...
it may never end.
It may never... It's going to be ongoing. It's just this whole circulation.
Yeah, they just... Well, here comes a Riddler. The Riddler's going to
yeah.
buy.
Yeah, and Maui's here. The Riddler's here.
Hey.
How are you?
Aloha. Hello.
And that's...
Up. I forget his name. From Up.
Harley Quinn.
No, the kid from Up.
The kid from Up.
Well, the kid from Up, yeah. He's the backpack.
Interesting group of people.
Eclectic group, right?
Group, yeah.
Harley Quinn, Maui, and the kid from Up.
It's like a multiverse.
Don't forget about Riddler.
Yeah. And the kid from Up.
The Boy Scout from Up.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
I don't know his name.
I don't remember either of the characters' names. I don't even remember the dog's name.
Kevin was the bird and Doug was the dog.
Yes. There we go.
But the humans were...
Yeah.
I like it. We don't know the humans.
We don't know.
Old guy and boy.
Yeah.
Boy Scout.
The old man that has the theme that makes everyone cry.
Hope happens inside those vans. That's interesting.
We got two
slogan.
Blue vans going by. It just says, hope happens here. Be well. Okay. Have no idea what they're
about.
We
open the door. Hey,
but we
kid,
love it.
Hope
we
know what they do with the candy.
But we love it.
We have candy and ice cream inside these vans. It's a lot of hope.
The police are gearing up to go, so and maybe we're near the...
maybe we are near towards the end and everything.
Oh, we got another band coming, I see, in the distance.
Maybe they just got a call.
And we hope you guys are enjoying the show of this play-by-play of this wonderful parade here at the Strawberry Festival. I was kind of hoping that we would get a chance to go out and mingle a bit, but... I think a little bit impossible to happen here.
It's just so crowded.
It is. It is very, very crowded. A lot of people came out for this today from all the surrounding cities.
You could find the corn at least.
Oh, they're good.
They're dispersing. Crowd control has
begun.
They're getting out fire hoses.
Oh,
yes.
The home team.
The home team, the Garden Grove.
Woo!
Let's go.
All right. And it looks like Garden Grove band here is the final act in the parade.
I like this man in the fedora.
Yeah, I'm like, who is he?
He's a 1950 CIA
agent. I was hoping
agent.
It was French Stewart as Inspector Gadget.
Walking?
Just with the band.
Yep, that's it.
So, there you go. That's it, guys.
Immediately traffic in every direction.
Yep, exactly.
Foot traffic.
Exactly. So, well, since we got this going on, guys, shall we play the game then?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's play the game.
Ah, there we go. That's what we love to hear.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I've got anything for it today, guys.
For those of you who aren't on the group, we would like to have strawberries. Here it is. Quiz me.
Quiz you.
All right. And, of course, we got intern Christopher here with all the questions. It's all about strawberries today because we are at the Strawberry Festival.
Strawberry. Sadly, the seed question is not on there, so you're never going to get an answer to that.
That's all I know.
Wait. I lied. Question number one.
Yes.
How many seeds does the average strawberry have?
First!
Forrestania!
200.
Damn.
That's correct. Mia told me that earlier.
I heard it.
That was a stick that just flew by.
I heard it earlier.
Or maybe a flying stick.
Ah, you're so funny. Question number two.
It's a bug.
Oh. What are strawberries usually a symbol of?
Redheads. I'm kidding.
Strawberries usually a symbol of.
According
Sean.
Sean?
Dessert.
No.
Oh.
What?
Forest.
Forest?
Spring.
No. Oh.
Casey?
Casey?
Love?
That is correct.
Wow!
According to who?
The Beatles.
Oh.
All you need is love.
Yeah, love. Strawberry Fields Forever. And
wow.
All right, question number three. All right. This is a true or false question, so we'll go down the line to see who's saying true and who's saying false.
Okay.
So, strawberries are the first fruit to ripen in the spring. Casey, true or false? What do you think?
True.
Okay, Sean, true or false?
False.
Forrest?
True.
False. Yeah.
It is true.
What?
Oh.
I thought it was a...
I know that because there's a farm up the street from me.
Oh.
And they already did their strawberry.
Well, congratulations.
Damn it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we get that. Boom. And
boom.
You guys, and Sean and Nia, you get this.
Okay, thank you.
All right, question number four.
Look at the big puppy.
You can't see the puppy.
It's a tiny puppy.
No, the other one was tiny. This one's normal.
All right. In what European country is there a museum dedicated to strawberries?
Oh, God.
Ooh, wow.
Nia? Switzerland?
No.
Forest? England?
No. Oh.
Sean?
You started with, like, Germany. Half confidence in it.
No.
Casey? Ireland?
No.
Give us a clue.
If my geography is correct, Belgium.
Forest!
Belgium! Yes, that's correct. I meant to say Germany is the closest country. That's what I was going to say.
Forest is a cheater.
I had a hunch.
It's probably because it goes really well with chocolate.
Stole my waffles.
Question number five as we move on. Strawberries have a lot of vitamin what? You were like,
Nia? Vitamin D?
No.
Vitamin C?
Sean.
Vitamin C.
That is correct.
Wow.
Mexican horse was strong.
You changed it too late after you seed it.
All right. Question number six. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Americans eat an average of blank of fresh strawberries each every year. Every year.
Casey? Too many.
No.
Oh. I think we're looking for a number.
Yes. Forest.
Forest?
3 pounds.
No. I'll say which answer is closer after one of you guys gives another answer.
Sean? 4 pounds.
No. Forest is closest, though.
But it's 5 pounds.
It's 5 pounds, yes. It's
2 pounds. 2 pounds.
No, Forrest is still the closest, though. He still has a...
Three pounds and not 4 pounds? Is it, like, 3.5 pounds?
No, Nia, you're the closest now, though.
3.75? Like,
Sean?
Jesus.
Sean?
3.4?
Yeah!
What the heck?
Wow.
What the heck?
Wow, 3.4, okay.
I'm lagging. I need to...
That seems very low, though.
Easily eat like a whole.
Yeah, Americans eat an average of 3.4 pounds of fresh strawberries every year.
Wow.
Each person?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's still a lot. There's a lot of Americans.
But per person, though? 3 pounds?
Mm. All right, question number seven. Strawberries are a member of what flower family?
Forest. That's the rose.
That is correct.
Look at you, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Jesus.
I've learned a lot today.
Way to go, Brian.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, question number eight. What type of animal is responsible for distributing strawberry seeds everywhere?
Nia? Birds?
That is correct. Good job. You finally got one. I'm proud of you.
I was like, easy one, but okay.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to get the easy ones.
There we go. I got something.
All right. Question number nine. Fresh strawberries were once used for what morning ritual? Do you have an answer accompanying with that laugh?
Yeah, I want to hear the answer.
Yeah, what's the answer?
What's the answer?
The answer. Come on, you got an answer?
What's the answer?
We're dying to know.
Romantic awakenings?
Yeah, yeah. No, no. I'm going to say washing your face.
No.
Mia.
Mia?
Like lipstick?
No. Not a bad guess, but no. John Force, you got anything?
What's the question again? I'm sorry.
Fresh strawberries. That is, that laugh is not the question, by the way. Fresh strawberries were once used for what morning ritual?
Oh, yeah, Forrest.
Forrest?
For eating breakfast.
No.
That was a really good guess.
Sean, you got a guess?
I'm going to say, you know, a morning ritual, you kind of get up, you go take a you wash your face, which you already mentioned. I'm going to say brush your teeth.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bananas actually help you with teeth whitening.
Wow. Mm.
So does bleach.
I didn't know about strawberry.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I'm not saying to swallow it, but, you know.
Question number 10.
Oh, my God.
All right. Which season is the most unfavorable for strawberry planting?
Nia.
Sean. Nia, then Sean.
Winter.
That is correct.
Wow.
Stealing the last question right from under his nose, and that is good. The game. Goodbye.
That's good. Woo. And I was going to say duck season.
Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Sure, my bucket's got a hole in it.
All righty, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's show. And we want to thank also Steve Moyer for having us down here today.
Yeah.
He was able to allow us to come down to the Strawberry Festival and do a play-by-play on the parade and everything. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Something a little bit different for us. Don't forget, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram is at yourweeklydose1. Mia.
My Instagram is Mia Caitlin Ketstever, and my other Instagram is Ketstever Studios, and then on IMDb, I'm under Mia Caitlin Ketstever as well.
Of course.
Oh, I'm starting up an Instagram, and if you look for it, it's called California Old, OLDE.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Will.
Sponsored by Alani
oh,
New
nice.
Energy.
Yeah, we'll play, make
thank
that
you,
plug
ladies,
right now.
Thank
Alani
you.
New Energy.
Thank
very
you.
Cool.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you.
And Casey?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Casey N. Summers, but I'm in Facebook jail.
Yay, we're so proud.
Yeah, yeah.
Free Casey.
Sean, go ahead and crack that open for us real quick. Oh.
That's a beer,
wow,
baby.
That's that Alani New.
Yep. And guys, if you want to follow me, Sean, on any of the social media, it's simply Sean R. Unplugged. And follow me because I got some new stuff coming out, some music. I got some dates coming up pretty soon, too, so I'll be playing out. And don't forget, guys, if you want to catch any, for those of us that are with our affiliates, if you want to catch any past shows, Delmarva Talk Radio, we are on at 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday mornings. And, of course, our favorite Lime City Radio, we are on at noon Wednesday through Fridays. And, of course, live every Saturday at 1 p.m. their time. And again, guys, if you enjoy the show, don't forget to tell your friends, tell your neighbors, because we can't grow without you guys. Until then, we'll catch you guys next week. Be good to each other.
Bye from the Strawberry Festival.
From the Strawberry Festival.
Good world. Woo!
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1 and Facebook at Your Weekly Dose. We'll see you next week.